When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Hey everyone, this is David. It's a quick hit. It's a Wednesday afternoon. It is a quick hit. Let me just tell you, can we just start with the fact that oh my God, the Vanderpump Rules finale. What did you guys think? I seriously thought this was a great hour of freaking TV. I mean, no real surprises. I mean, I know Schwartz at the end called it a plot twist, but no real surprises. I mean, we've seen forever that, you know, the whole season that this was the redemption arc of Sandoval, so to speak. But oh my God, let's go through this really quickly. I thought it was a great hour of TV. Vanderpump Rules in the Valley, man, they're really doing it for me. We had minor issues with Vanderpump in the middle. It got a little boring at times, but I think it was a great season overall. We're going to get into the fact you guys are not happy with Lala Kent, and we're going to talk about where do we go from here. But so we have the finale. I think it is, you know, where everyone's going up to San Francisco for Sheena's Good as Gold. And if we have time, we're going to talk about Stassi and Katie, some things that are going on. Everyone goes up to San Francisco for Sheena's premiere of Good as Gold. We meet Dan, Ariana's guy, on camera. Lala grills him. Everyone's fine with Dan. He's a nice guy. We get it. I mean, Brock steps up and is starting to put in Sheena's ear, you know, Sandoval's the one who always shows up for you, and Ariana is just invited, and she never shows up, and Sheena's like, you're right. Yes, the fourth wall was broken. Everyone seems to be talking about that. I love when a fourth wall is broken. I mean, that is the problem with all these shows. I mean, we're learning in this finale. You know, Lala says it. Sheena keeps saying it. Like, is Tom flying up? Tom flies up his sound guy. And then there's a question. Are you flying up your sound guy to, you know, help me because you're a good friend? Or are you flying up your sound guy because we're on camera and you want your real redemption arc season to close out? Mind you, producers could also be in Tom's ear saying, we're going to fly up the sound guy so you can have a great redemption season. The point is, you know, look, we all know this, right? But there's so much talk about off air and what are you doing on air and what are you doing off air? You know, it's all these shows are just so, they're not real, and that's okay. That's okay. I just think people get so riled up, and Team Teresa, Melissa, now you guys hate the Fudas, and now you're hating Lala, and we're going to cover Jersey on Patreon this weekend. But I mean, man, so, you know, we learned that the cast, a lot of the cast is probably not as happy with Ariana as they're letting on camera, that Tom does show up as a friend, although Sheena's questioning that about whether that's for the camera. And, you know, a lot of people have issues with Ariana, but they won't say it on air, which really goes back to what we're leading to with Lala coming at Ariana. But we're not even there yet. So then we learn, I mean, this scene after Sheena performs, and yes, Tom is setting this up and he seems like a good guy, you know, when it comes then to a couple of scenes stick out to me. Sheena speaking to Ariana, I mean, it is the same old thing. I mean, she is struggling. Look, I really, truly understand, and I see both sides of it. Everyone is on Ariana's side, all of you, of course. Well, not all of you. But, you know, I understand, and I think everyone has the right, like Ariana, to say, this person is dead to me. I mean, she's just standing there while Sheena is trying to explain. Sheena, girl, you've already explained this in prior. I'm still losing my voice, guys, but I feel great. But my voice is gone. Sheena, like, you've explained this so many times in prior episodes, rationalizing that you are letting Tom back in. You see a crack. Ariana is just not having it. And I get it. She's like, this is my ex-boyfriend. I don't have to do anything. I'm owning it. Look, I really love a group of people who just own it, whether they're acting one way or another, where they're like, this is not good for me. That is really the goal of life. That's the goal of life. You know, I'm telling you, I would love to just have a self-help podcast and just talk about all these quotes that I love and I use all the time, but that's not this podcast. But it is true that, you know, when someone invites you somewhere, I just don't want to go is a great answer. Like, I love when people, and that's really like the real world. So I love when Ariana is like, I don't have to do anything. Like, this is my ex-boyfriend. It's not good for me. It's not right for me. And he'll never be open. I understand what Sheena is doing, though, too. I mean, she has gone through a lot because this was a friend of hers for 15 years. And Ariana, if you're a good friend to Sheena, wouldn't you at least understand? See, that's where I don't really understand. Like, I think Ariana should be more understanding to Sheena, not forgive Tom, not let Tom back in your life. But if you step outside of yourself for a minute, just understand what your friend, because this is a good friend of yours, Sheena is going through. Now, I understand you hate Tom, and I understand you're not going to applaud this for Sheena, but don't you? And I saw online a lot of things where people are like, your girlfriend stand by you when your ex is a scumbag and cheats on you. Period. The end. I mean, I think that's true, except for when you were really good friends with a guy that cheated before you even came into the group or I even knew you existed. So that's my only thing. Like, I think I agree because there are these memes going around. You stand by your girlfriends no matter what. And it's showing Katie and Sheena and Lala. And they have like X's through Sheena's face and X's through Lala's face. And Katie's the only one that stood by Ariana this whole time. I understand that you stand by your girl when your guy is a dog, but it's different when it's a friend group and you're friends with both of them. So I don't know if that really applies. I completely understand what Ariana is saying, but I think, you know, if you could put yourself in someone else's shoes every single time, I think there'd be less hate in the world. I think there'd be less online bullying. I think there'd be less online trolling. And I think the world would be a better place. You may not okay and pat Sheena on the back for going and being friends with Tom, but can't you understand that? Like, I can't you understand what she is going through that she is so torn? Anyway, we spent enough time on that because this was just a quick hit. But there is that. Then, I mean, producers, sure. But this whole thing where Tom goes up to Ariana and Dan, and I mean, I'm like, is this, are we actually watching this? I was screaming at the TV. See, y'all think I'm over everything on Bravo. These are the good old days. Remember when we used to love everything and there was a chunky knit sweater and there was Jax and Stassi punched Kristen. And, oh, those were the good old days. Not even a Vanderpump Rules, just a Bravo. So is this really happening? Sandoval goes up to Ariana and Dan, and oh my God, he's like, I heard you're a great guy. Best of luck. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Props to Dan for handling this well and being like, great, thanks. You know, thank you. The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloé, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
So, such a good scene. Then we get to the scene with Lala, where we've seen it all season. It's not edited any certain way. You know, and Lala basically says, sorry, I'm truly losing my voice. Lala is basically now saying that, you know, never has she seen someone cheat and become God. You know, never has she seen someone cheated on and become God. She refers to the fact that Ariana thinks she's Beyonce. And you guys have all come for Lala, and Lala is basically saying that, first of all, you all agree with me off camera. Apparently, all season, people have had issues with the way Ariana is acting on camera. And Lala is upset. And apparently, the whole cast has been upset because Ariana is making tons of money all over the world. All over the place, Ariana's making tons of money. Chicago and now Love Island or Love is Blind, blah, blah, blah. And basically, they're just going for their bag. And the main crux of their bag, although I think Give Them Lala is a real brand, the main crux of their bag is on air Vanderpump Rules. So they're basically saying, you're the star of the show and you're making all this money everywhere else. And you not wanting to film with Tom long term is jeopardizing us on the show, and it's jeopardizing the show, and it's jeopardizing our livelihood. So while you go and make $3 million everywhere else, we're not making that, which is not Ariana's fault. But can't you just show up and do a solid to us and film with a guy? Because this is our livelihood. I get it. And Lala's also frustrated because she says, I don't know. I have all these unpopular opinions, so everyone could come for me. Lala's also saying, you know, basically, you're all saying this, and I'm the only one that's now saying it on camera. And she said, here it goes. I'm going to break the fourth wall, which I love. I also love, besides referring to her as God and Beyonce, what else did Lala say that I really liked? Oh, in the after show. I don't know if you guys watched the after show for Vanderpump Rules, but Lala said that basically no one, I mean, she slammed her. I don't know how else you could put this. She said, no one was talking about this person, which is Ariana. No one, basically, you were not part of the show. You were on the show, but no one was talking about you. We talked about Jax and Stassi and then Lala and Randall and James. And basically, no one ever talked about Ariana, which is kind of true. But she said, no one ever talked about you. No one ever talked about this person. This person wasn't on anyone's radar. And then she gets cheated on, and now the whole show is about her. She's never seen something like this before. That's what she said in the after show. So you guys have come for Lala. You think she's extremely bitter. You think that this is all inappropriate. It didn't really bother me as much as it bothered the rest of you. I kind of liked it. I mean, look, I don't think Ariana needs to film with Tom if it's not right for her. But I understand Lala's frustration, like, you're costing us our bag. Ariana says, it's all bullshit. There's nothing great about Tom. He just wants to talk to me on camera. You know, I still can't believe he tried to talk to her. And then that Lala, I mean, Ariana leaves, which angers Lala even more because she's like, you know, you need to address this. And then basically it ends with Schwartz saying that's a fucking plot twist. But the final scene of Tom's redemption season, which we all knew was coming, these producers, they can, I've said this in the beginning, like, you're not going to fire Tom Sandoval. The thing is, we loved to hate Ramona Singer. I use the past tense because, unfortunately for all of you, I know you're upset. Ramona will never be back on our TVs on Bravo again. Never. It's never going to happen. Not after what happened with Page Six. That was the nail in her coffin. You could agree, you could disagree. Doesn't matter. We don't have time. That's just a fact. So we loved to hate Ramona Singer. She lasted for a gazillion seasons. We hated Diana Jenkins. I say we, I shouldn't. I should say you. I didn't hate her. When you hate someone and no one likes them, no one liked Anne Marie, they do lose their job. When you love to hate someone, like we love to hate Erica Jane that season, lots of you hated her, but we love to hate Ramona. So Tom is a part of the show. We love to hate Tom. You might hate him, but he is part of the show. So if we're not going to fire this person, we have to redeem them. We had to redeem Erica Jane. That's the power of the edit. We have to take Ariana down. We have to redeem Tom. So we knew this was going to be the season. That was the plan. But, and I'm not saying none of it's real, because it is. And I do believe off camera, everyone has issues with Ariana, like Lala says. I give Lala props, personally. I think she was really honest. I think she was honest in the after show. And then the final scene, well, this next to final scene is when he says, when Tom Sandoval says, I love it. It's good for me, about everything that happened. It's so maniacal. It's such a great way to end. Is Vanderpump Rules over forever? We have to keep moving because I got to talk about Kyle and Jeri. You know, we're on the pause. It makes total sense that we're on the pause now. I think Jersey's headed for a pause after this season, but just talking about that on Patreon, you know, that final montage, for everyone who hasn't watched it, there is the final montage is, you know, they're playing the theme song, they're slowing it down, they're doing it with some like goth overtones, and we are seeing a young Sheena, to current Sheena, a young James, we're seeing all of these guys when they were young and when this was just starting 11 seasons ago. Now, it may not be a series finale, although it sure felt like a series finale, but it's not. I mean, the show is coming back, but I think it's a series finale. I think it's a series finale as we know the series. I don't know. I don't know why Ariana would come back. You're making so much money. Still, why not make more, right? I actually think she will come back. And I understand why should she... Here's the thing. Why should Ariana leave a hit show because of Tom? I agree with that. 100%. I mean, don't let this person get the best of you and leave the show. It's the same thing with a house. You're not leaving the house for Tom. You're leaving the house for yourself. You're leaving the show for yourself. So if you can't handle it, which I know that was 3 months and we're much later and she can probably handle it now. It's kind of like walking away. Here we go again with my life quotes. Walking away and letting someone think that they won. When you're living your life and you're not thinking about them, that is winning, and it's also top-tier self-care. If you stay in the game and you're fighting for yourself, you're really not. If you would just be happier walking away and not dealing with it at all, that to me is top-tier self-care, because you go out and you do something else. You know, like, I don't engage with any drama in my real life. I will just leave it, and I mean, we move on. I just... not interested. Life is too short. We're all going to be dead one day. So, but I do think she's coming back. I don't know how we move forward as a show after this, but the final montage where they're showing all these people, I keep wanting to say kids, all these people when they were young to now, it feels like a series finale to me.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Libsyn Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Libsyn Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Is Vanderpump Rules over forever? I don't know. I don't think so, but I don't know where we go from here. We have to talk very quickly about Kyle and Dorit because we're going to run out of time here with a quick hit. We have to talk about Kyle and Dorit because, oh God, you know what? I don't mean to do this, but this, like, okay, let's do it quickly. Sorry. I was almost just going to go, but let's fucking do it quickly. There's this rumor going around. First of all, rumor is RHOBH is starting to film any day now. I just got invited to a filming this weekend with Sutton, if you can believe that. I really, this is a true story, but you know what? I'm not going. No offense to Sutton. They're filming Sutton's Surrealism Ball this weekend and on Sunday at 7 p.m. And it's actually at Sutton's house. And the attire is Surrealism attire, but I'm not going to this because everyone thinks I just talk out of my ass. I'm okay not to really go and socialize. You know, I got to just do this job and that blurs the line. So I was invited to a filming this weekend for Beverly Hills Housewives and I'm not going, but I love Sutton dearly and it's at Sutton's house. So I kind of want to go because I mean, how cool is that? Anyway, let me focus. Kyle and Dorit, there is this rumor that Kyle is not going to show Morgan. We don't even know if she still is with Morgan. They haven't been seen together forever. Those rumors are still out there that they broke up. Kyle is not just bowing down to producers. Of course, Kyle is coming back. And the new rumor is that Kyle refuses to film with Dorit, that the producers want both of the housewives back. They want Dorit back. They want Kyle back. And that one of these two housewives refuses to film with the other. Which one refuses to film with the other? I mean, look, Kyle, to me, is not that person. She is not Ariana. No way. She's not Ariana. Kyle will do what? If she's not Teresa, she's not Melissa. Kyle, I know you guys don't like her, but she is a great housewife in the sense that she shows up, she does the job, and she goes home. I mean, mind you, I'm starting to think Melissa is more of a just does the job than Teresa. But anyway, that's for Patreon. But Kyle, I mean, this is bullshit. I've checked into this. My sources tell me this is total bullshit. Kyle is not going to say I refuse to film with Dorit. I mean, that's just literally ridiculous because of, you know, sticking up for Kathy and the text messages and she's so hurt by Dorit. Kyle is the exact opposite. Kyle is the type that says, this needs to be dealt with on camera. This is what the show is. I do believe that Kyle, even though we don't know anything about Morgan, and even though she had marriage problems all those years, I do believe Kyle leans in. She brought her family on the show. I do believe we see stuff from Kyle. So if Kyle and Dorit are not friends anymore, which I think is true, and they're not going to be because of the text messages, Kyle said she would never do that to a real friend. I believe that would be dealt with next season. They're both back. Let's deal with it. I don't believe that Kyle would say, I refuse to hash this out on camera with Dorit. She didn't want to hash it out at the reunion because we had a whole season of other things. I believe this would be her storyline and she would lean into it and she wouldn't show it because I think Kyle does what she has to make a great show. Dorit, come on, guys. Like, is this really a question? Dorit wants her fucking diamond. So, I mean, Dorit's the one at the reunion that went up to Erica and said, look at this. I was threatened. Here are the texts. I mean, that's the whole point. She released the text messages, which Kyle said she would never do. So Dorit leans into this. Dorit would be thrilled. Dorit is not going to say, I refuse to film with Kyle Richards, who basically is number one on the call sheet, if you will. If this were freaking 90210, she would be Jason Priestley, okay? Shannon Doherty was number two on the call sheet, for those of you who are wondering. A little bit of misogyny. Jason got paid more. Shannon's talked about it all on her great podcast. Anyway, I call bullshit to that rumor. My sources tell me it's bullshit. I don't, because it's now picking up traction that Kyle and Dorit, that one of them refuses to film with the other. And most people think it's Kyle, because let's face it, Dorit will film with a paper bag to keep her job. It's not true. Okay. I don't think they're in a good place. I don't know if they come back from this, to be honest with you. Just like with Lisa Vanderpump and Rinna, none of these people are real friends. Faye Resnick and Kyle are real friends. Faye is not interested in going on the show. Her name keeps coming up. She would be great. She's not interested. I'm sure Kyle secretly is like, thank God. So those are real lifelong friends. Okay. Dorit and Kyle, you had a good run. It's not really friends. You don't talk when you're not filming. And that rumor I call bullshit too. This is just a quick hit. We'll cover some other things later in the week. I love you guys. Just listen to my chat with Melissa Rivers yesterday. We love going to Melissa's house once a month. That is not stopping anytime soon. And listen to that one. That's a good one too. So love you all. Quick hit. We have a great rest of the week planned, and I will talk to you guys soon. Bye.